feature we call the Bob Almanac. Today, Monday, July 20th, the 202nd day of the year. Just like that, we've passed 200 days in and 165 left. The days are getting shorter. And obviously, the number of days in the year going up, number of days left, now fewer than days in. It's all what we call the downhill slide deal. And when it comes to downhill slides, you are familiar with that.
Yes, yes, I am.
Downhill skier.
We do say we're playing the back nine here.
You're one of the Mayer brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Bill,
my.
Bill Mayer. Who was the other one?
Steve.
Might have been. Monday, July 20th, 1801 on this date. We like our cheese here in the upper Midwest and all the dairy production that we have here. And you know who else liked his cheese? Was Thomas Jefferson, the president at this time in 1801.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it so much that a 1,235-pound cheese ball was pressed at the farm of Elisha Brown Jr. The ball of cheese, more than a half of a ton, was later loaded on a horse-driven wagon presented to President Thomas Jefferson at the White House. What they did with all that cheese, I don't know.
It's a lot of Ritz crackers.
And I'm sure it created some digestion problems later on.
Yeah.
1925, the Goodyear blimp made its first appearance at a sporting event. It's an iconic symbol of the power of rubber, Neil.
Yes.
Vulcanized rubber at that.
Mm-hmm.
The Goodyear blimp. It originally was just gray, and of course now they paint it with the combination of kind of that Michigan blue and maize.
Sure.
Kind of that's the Goodyear team colors.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the state, 1925. It was in Cleveland at the Indians-Washington Senators game is where that blimp made its first appearance. I'm sure the people at the game were just stunned. They didn't actually expect it to be there. What's going on here? I hope it's not the Hindenburg. 1940, a billboard.
I'll never smile.
That is your first ever Billboard number one song. Billboard magazine published its first ever list of best-selling singles, and this with, of course, Frank Sinatra. Who else? Singing with the Tommy Dorsey Band. And singing background with him are the Pied Pipers.
Wow.
I'll Never Smile Again. Your first ever Billboard number one here on Bob FM.
Very nice.
In the news in 44.
The president announces in a letter to the chairman of the Democratic National Committee that he will accept the nomination for a fourth term. His letter concludes, "Reluctantly, but as a good soldier, I repeat that I will accept and serve in this office if I am so ordered by the commander-in-chief of us all, the sovereign people of the United States."
FDR led us out of the Depression and then led us through World War II. Sadly, he would not see the end of his fourth term.
No, he got elected.
He did get elected. He took office, but did not see to the end. He did die in 1945. And then Harry Truman took over.
Yep.
That was in 44, also in 44.
Operations room, Hitler's headquarters, following the attempt on the Führer's life.
Oh.
Conjecture runs high as to whether, in fact, he did escape at the time or succumbed later to his injuries.
Operation Valkyrie on this day. There was a movie with Tom Cruise.
Yes,
Tom Cruise played Klaus von Stauffenberg, the man who was in charge and led that coup attempt, if you will,
to assassinate
Adolf Hitler. I have not seen that movie. I've seen bits and pieces. It is good. It's part of history.
I enjoyed
it, 1944. Now in 68, this has been deemed as the first ever heavy metal song to hit the charts.
In a garden of freedom, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you?
Iron Butterfly.
In a garden of freedom, baby.
I bet you brought that album to show and tell in fourth grade.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You didn't? Should have.
I think we had. My brother bought it. That was 17 minutes long.
Yeah, there's different versions. This
right.
one here is 8 minutes. I think the long version is 17. And if you see him in concert, it's like 25.
Oh, boy.
It can be lengthy. They tend to draw it out. I don't know if there's something to do with psychedelics there or not.
Maybe.
There's the possibility.
I'm not ruling it out.
That it goes well with that. And then a big day in 69.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for man.
He made it to the moon before the end of the decade, just under the wire. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, and then Buzz Aldrin stepped on the moon. Mm-hmm. And Michael Collins, the other astronaut, he drew the short straw.
Yep, he stayed in the module.
Or he didn't, you know what happened? He forgot his moon shoes. He forgot the shoes that you need to have on to step on the moon, so right. He had to flip-flop. He stayed back in the capsule and in the command ship Columbia on the history-making occasion. That was this date, 1969. Neil, you were alive at that time. Do you remember watching that at
Very
your house?
Very much so. Yes. Yep, summer break, obviously. And yes, we had it on.
That had to just be huge ratings. Cronkite was the guy, but I'm sure all three major networks
they were
had
all,
coverage, right?
We're all covering it, but we always had Walter on.
In honor of it being the anniversary back in 69 of the moon landing, we have a number of other space related news bits on today's Bob Almanac. This one was from 76.
Stand, we have touchdown.
Mission control as Viking 1 touchdown on Mars.
Camera 1's on. We're looking good.
Viking 1 landed on Mars, a robotic spacecraft. Again, sent pictures away. First time pictures have ever been sent to Earth from ground level, if you want to call ground level Mars. They had taken one, obviously, up from space. Again, no green men.
Yeah.
That was basically what they were. They were looking for life on Mars. They were looking for little green men, life on Mars.
Water.
Evidence of life on Mars now or ever.
Right.
And they're still looking. That was this date in 1976. In 79... So Electric Light Orchestra took out advertisements dedicating the release to this song, Don't Bring Me Down, and they dedicated it to Skylab. They wanted Skylab, Don't Bring Me Down, Skylab. Everybody was looking up in the sky. The sky is falling. It's Skylab. It's going to hit us. ELO turned it into an opportunity to market this song, which became a huge hit.
Love it.
Don't Bring Me Down, 1979. 1985.
I swam out to have a look around with a metal detector, swam maybe 60, 70 feet, and saw like a small reef arise on the bottom. Took the metal detector and waved it over the top and got a big scream all the way across the top of it. Took a closer look and looked like silver bars and ballast stones all over. So I went back and got Andy as fast as I could. Ed Little.
$400 million worth of coins and silver.
Wow.
Were found in the Spanish galleon Nuestra Señora de Ochoa. On this date, 1985, the ship went down off the coast of Key West in 1622. Obviously, pirates or whoever, somebody had all that, had that booty. They called that booty back then.
Yes, they did.
The pirates had all that gold and the gold bullion and the bars. It was booty. It was the mother lode, ladies and gentlemen. And they found it, 1985. 1994, O.J. Simpson, he offered a reward. He was going to work as hard as he could to find the real killer on the state. And he put up a reward of $500,000 for the capture of his wife's real killer. Simpson's legal team set up a toll-free number for leads. And, of course, O.J. was looking for him, all those killers on golf courses everywhere within a 2 or 3 hour driving distance of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he ever found the real killer.
No, but gosh, he gave it the old college try.
Can you write a check to yourself?
I wonder.
1999, more space news.
Let me just go ahead and touch it after 38 years. There's the famous hatch that we closed 38 years ago.
So 38 years after sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic, Gus Grissom's Liberty Bell 7 was part of the Mercury program. The Mercury capsule Liberty Bell 7 was recovered and hoisted to the surface. That was this date in 1999. Big day in space.
I guess.
A sad day, space-related, as we had to say goodbye to Scotty.
Scotty. I can't change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
If you needed somebody to work with your dilithium crystals and get you up to warp 7.8, he was the man, and it was James Doohan. He and Jim Kirk and Bill Shatner never really saw eye to eye. They didn't get along very well.
No, personally they did.
Personally they did not, but they were good chemistry on screen.
Yep.
Scotty, And never, ever did Captain Kirk utter the words, beam me up, Scotty. He said, Scotty, beam us up, three to beam up, but never did he utter the actual words in this order, beam me up, Scotty. Did you know that?
I had heard that.
You had heard that. Yeah. It never passed away. It was 85 for James Doohan. I believe his ashes were sent up to space.
I think you're right.
I think eventually. And then this was really sad. This was 8 years ago already that this happened.
It's at least 14 dead, 50 injured. A lot of those injuries are severe after a lone gunman opens fire in a theater outside of Denver, Colorado, in Aurora.
Aurora, Colorado. It was a midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises at the Century 16 movie theaters. And they said 14. The official tally here says 12 killed, 7 others injured. Aurora, Colorado, 2012. It was just a sad,
terrible
event. And we have to say why. Why did those things happen? We're going to move on to birthdays now.
All right.
When Tony Oliva joined the Twins in 1964, he quickly made a big impression as one of the finest pure hitters in the game. The only player to win batting titles in his first two Major League seasons, Tony O played the game with a magnificent flair that was a joy to behold.
I'm sad that I never really got a chance to see Tony Oliva. By the time I started watching Twins baseball, he was a player slash coach. He was coaching first base, doing some DHing, maybe in 75. He didn't last much longer after that.
I think
he was still a coach with them after that, of course, because of his knees. And
11 knee surgeries, 9 on one knee.
He is, this is unbelievable, one of only 6 players to lead their league in hits 5 times.
How about that? He was a 5-tool guy. I mean, he could run, throw, hit for power. He did it all.
They got him out of Cuba before you could no longer get players out of Cuba. It was kind of a big deal. So he's 82 today.
Yeah, 3 batting titles in all.
Tony Oliva, I've met him, you met him, he's a great guy.
He's one of the best.
He's been my idol. Such a great ambassador for Twins baseball.
Yep.
He's 82.
He is beloved.
She finds herself surrounded. Oh, she'll never get away. But then from behind a tree trunk, a voice say,
punk, go ahead, make my day.
Probably should mention the cameo by Herb Carneal there.
Go ahead.
Yes.
He was voicing over that little tidbit and that excerpt from the Twins' 25th anniversary VHS tape.
Make my day.
Boy, you put T.G. Shepherd together with Clint Eastwood. It's music magic. It's a big hit. Not big enough for us to play it regularly here on Bob FM. But if you want to hear it during the All Request Lunch Hour, I'd be more than glad to play this song in its entirety. T.G. Shepherd. The T.G. stands for nothing.
Yep. 76. Everybody said the Good Shepherd, all that. No, no, it's just
76
teachy.
Today.
She's precocious, and she knows just
1 year his junior, Kim Carnes. And she sang a song or two, a couple of country hits with Kenny Rogers. You may remember.
Oh, yeah.
And it was this week in 81. This song was number one, and it was number one for multiple weeks in 81. Grammy-winning song. Kim Carnes is 75. We got more tunage. That's Santana on the guitar. Carlos Santana. Not Tito Santana.
No, different. Carlos has some skill.
He never sang any of the lyrics.
Nope.
He always had a different guy sing. This is 1981. This was on the charts the same time, and I think it was top 10, same time that Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes was number one on the pop charts.
Sounds about right.
So Carlos Santana, that's Chico Santana, that's Tito. Carlos Santana, that's what Jesse Ventura used to call Tito Santana. We'd call him Chico, and then me and Gene would correct him. Everybody was just surprised. So Carlos Santana, 73.
These are our newly arrived surgeons, Drs. Trowbridge and Greenbaum.
Doctor?
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 She was one of the real doctors in Spies R Us, Donna Dixon, and real-life wife to Dan Aykroyd. I don't know if she knew how to check for muscle tone and skeletal girth, though. I think only Dan Aykroyd knew how to test for muscle tone and skeletal girth. Dan Aykroyd really outpunted his coverage.
That
there.
Made Dan Aykroyd a very lucky man.
It just shows you that sometimes a sense of humor is more important than really, really good looks. Not that he was, Dan Aykroyd by no means is, you know, an unattractive man. By no means.
Mm.
He would come here and beat me up right now. And he'd dress up as one of the Czech boys. He's a wild and crazy guy.
She was and is fine.
Donna Dixon today is 63.
Just call me lonesome.
You may know of Radney Foster, singer, songwriter. He had a buddy named Lloyd.
Bill.
I ain't got no.
So Radney Foster, 61.
I'm your cat. And ever since you brought me home that day, well, I've been plotting to destroy you, sizing you up. Calculating your every move.
He's mayhem.
This is love. This is a billion years of tiger DNA just ready to pounce.
You know mayhem, don't you, from the Allstate commercials?
Those are pretty good.
Coverage, you could be coughing up the cash for this.
Frank Whaley. He was in some movies, Pulp Fiction. He was on the TV show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He is 57 today.
What's his name again?
His name is, it's Dean Winters.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dean Winters is the name. I messed up him with Frank Whaley. Who I don't know, Frank Whaley. I put him down. I did. Frank Whaley is, I forgot to get audio from him. He's the kid who played Moonlight Graham, the young Moonlight
the
Graham.
The young one on
the young
Field
one,
of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Yeah, that's
nice.
Frank Whaley.
Okay.
He's 57. Dean Winters is 56.
Mayhem.
He's Mayhem.
Okay.
And then there's Sandra Oh.
What? I think we.
You think we'd be what? Bonnie and Clyde? Just go on a killing spree? Cut a few throats?
Stop it.
You want me to be a mess. You want me to be scared.
Oh, man. She's got this great show on the BBC America channel. Sandra Oh. It's called Killing Eve.
Ooh.
It's one of the hot shows right now. She was also huge on Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. Sandra Oh is 49.
Your wife's on line one.
Michael's wife had been dead for 2 years.
My what?
Kitty realized her mistake.
I said your wife is on line one.
But not immediately.
Oh, oh, God, I'm sorry. George's wife. Your mother. I'm so used to being George's.
Judy Greer, 45. That's Arrested Development. Mm. We have Gisele Bündchen, the model. And are they still married? Her and Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gisele Bündchen is 40. Yeah, Tom, you wouldn't want to mess that up.
No.
You started slinging that air guitar, then you sure can.
Known best as a dancer on Dancing with the Stars, but she's right. Done some acting and released a few songs out to country radio and managed to get them on the charts. This was her biggest hit, The Song in My Head. Julianne Hough, still a young lady, 32.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We start with Basketball Hall of Famer Chuck Daly. He coached the Detroit Pistons to a couple of NBA titles, and he coached the original Dream Team that was the best in 1992 in Barcelona. Chuck Daly, 1930. Actress.
So in that whole Dream Team thing, the guy was a genius. How he had to work with those those egos. So what he did, the Dream Team had to play a college all-star team. Bobby Hurley and Chris Webber and some other guys were on that college all-star team. It was kind of a scrimmage. And he made no adjustments, didn't do any coaching, really. And the college team beat the Dream Team.
Hmm.
And the reason he did that was to kind of get those Dream Team guys in check.
Right.
So they played that same college team again and beat them, like, by 50.
Right. There you go. Yeah, he was.
He was a good coach.
Great coach. Could be hard-nosed and... But players coach as well. 1930 for Chuck Daly. She was beautiful actress Natalie Wood.
He doesn't like my friends. He doesn't like one thing about me. He called me. He called me a dirty tramp.
Oh, no.
That's Rebel Without a Cause.
Oh, sure. West Side Story. Some other ones. She drowned, of course, at the boating accident. Robert Wagner. Who was the other guy there?
Still Mysterious.
Yes. 19...
Christopher Walken,
yeah. 1938 for the lovely Natalie Wood. He made it to the summit of Mount Everest. Sir Edmund Hillary, 1919. Little Caesars? You familiar? Ever had Little Caesars? I don't know if it maybe had it once.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah. Mike Ilitch. He also owned the Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings. Born on this day, 1929, did well. And then he was the lead vocalist for Audioslave and for Soundgarden, Chris Cornell.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun.
I don't know if you want a black hole and a sun together. Usually the sun doesn't win. That's what you get when your sun goes dark, and then it goes supernova, and then it becomes a red dwarf and a white dwarf and that whole thing, and red giant. You eventually get a black hole, Neil.
Thank you for that. I'm smarter right now because of that. Thank you so much. Yeah. That is Chris Cornell, who died young. He was born on this day, 1964, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Not yet.
My world is cloudy and gray.
Dennis Yost, the Classics Four.
Very nice.
Born on this date, 1943, passed away in 2008.
They did Spooky and Stormy.
Don't forget Traces.
Sure.
Traces of Love.
Very nice. Good singer there.
Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon, a long stretch of music? I don't know how many songs in a row, but it gets to be to the point where it's even you lose count. Really.
Right. I want to pack them in. That I promise.
Alan Jackson, Good Time. Mm-hmm. Crystal Gayle, She's Turning Away. Or Johnny Lee, Looking for Love.
Let's go Alan Jackson today.
Here we go.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.